Koyin, ain li yela shenisus la koyin. Maybe only a double factor. She is a bas koyin, and also she was married to a koyin. Then if she has nus, she receives reifa. Nisais la koyin, nisus la leivi li Yisrael, uli evik echavim. Here is a question. How does it mean she's married to a goy? Lechur, a goy has no kedushin. So someone learned the means here from the Shivas Amamim after they were Mizgayir. That even after they become a Jew, still there's a law of Loisus Chatin not to marry them. So it means here she would marry one of those after they were Mizgayir. Or else some say it's a Toysef, it should mean Lekusi. And before the Chacham gave them a law like a Goy Gomer. But I call upon him Rosh Lechalol. How do we know she got married to a Chalol? That's a boy that was born from Isurikuna. Lamamzel Nosin. I mean, then how do I know that any time that this Bas Kohen is married, I don't care who the husband is, as long as she's married, if she has nus with another man, she receives Sreifa. Talmud, again, the Pasuk says, Ubas Ish Kohen. As long as she's the daughter of a Kohen, that's the main thing. It says an extra word, Ish. It says, Ubas Ish Kohen. The word Ish is extra. To teach us, Afal Pi Shena Kohanis. Even though it means she's not married to a Kohen, even though she's not really an Ashes Kohen, the husband is not a Kohen, but as long as she is the daughter of a Kohen, that's this pasuk, that if the daughter of a Kohen that's married lives with another man, she deserves Sreifa. The pasuk also says, he bisreifa widashin, v'yein boyala bisreifa, and he bisreifa, v'yein zememeha bisreifa. That this bas Kohen, the Torah gives a chiddush, she deserves Sreifa, but not the man she lives with. He only receives chenik. The same thing as Reidim Zememim Val. That first two Eidim said, we saw the way this Bas Kohen was Mazana, and then later two Eidim say, Lohayiv Lenivra, so the first two Eidim deserve Misa, which Misa, the Misa's Haboyo of Chenek, and not the Misa of the Isha of Misraifa. Misraifa is only to her, and not to the Boyola or Zemim. Now, Rabbi Elezer says, Esaviha Bisraifa. You have to understand what he means here. The father deserves Sreifa. If it's by the father-in-law, then she deserves skila. So see later on the Gemara exactly what does this mean. Does it mean that she, the Bas Kohen, lived with her father, then she deserves Sreifa? And if she lives with her father-in-law, then she only deserves skila. It doesn't make sense. It's not only a Bas Kohen then, it's anybody. So Gemara soon will ask the question, exactly what does Rebbe Lezer mean to say? That's he's saying, with her father, she's chai Sreifa, with her father-in-law, she's chai skila. Now we'll explain the whole braisa. We'll soon explain this. Omar, what we just say before, Yochla, I would have thought to say, Afilu Chilul Shabbos. And the pasuk says, Ubas Koyen Kisechel Liznois. So I would have thought to say, just Kisechel means that she's Mechal Shabbos. It's also called a Chilul. So the Mara, Chilul Shabbos, Bas Kilahi, why should she deserve Skila? How does the Torah say here she gets Reifa? We know if you're Mechal Shabbos, he deserves Skila. So why would a Havamina, a Bas Kohen, should deserve Sreifa? Omarov Rabbi says, yes, I'll tell you Hamnani Rabbi Shimon he. His Bryce maybe goes according to Rabbi Shimon Shita. The Yom that he holds, Sreifa Chamurom, that the number one, Misa, is Sreifa. He holds Sreifa is Mochamer. Therefore, I would have thought like this. Salkut Bata Chaminach, I would have thought to say, Hoyu V'yachme B'hu Rachmona, V'kahani. Since the Rabbonin, the Torah gives a lot of special mitzvahs to Kohanim. The Rabbi Behu mitzvahs Yisairis. The Torah gives them a lot of extra mitzvahs, like they're special people. Therefore, they have to be very careful not to do Averis, not to be Mechal Shabbos. So I would have thought to say, if a Kohen is Mechal Shabbos, Tidim B'Sreifa, maybe he would get a more Chometik Misa. A regular Jew that's Mechal Shabbos true gets Gila. But according to Rabbi Shimon, Sreifa is more Chomer. So I would have thought to say that if a Kohen is Mechal Shabbos, maybe deserves Sreifa. That's the Chiddush. No, the Pasuk says right away, Ubas Ish Kohen Ki Seichel Liznois. Miss the Sreifa is only if she has nus, not for Stam Mechilu Shabbos. Now, Maishino Minei Didei. That is the Maishino Minei Didei Linyan Shabbos. Lama Yachme Lama Benikavis Yosef Minas Chorm Kanim. The Anitzatis said, Mina Chilul Shabbos, it says only by a bas. Why would a bas receive Sreifa more than a Zocher, more than a Kohen? Right. But why would I think a bas is more? Smar says, Umayshino Minei Didei, why is she more Chama than him?
Sagt da der Amina.
Amina. Ihu di shtar yelei Shabbos agabi avoida azachor. Amen, a kayin. He's allowed to bring kabonis on Shabbos. He can bring the tamid. So Shabbos was hut of him. And so kivon mashenken he, a bas kayin, she cannot do an avoida. Therefore, kivon lo yishtar yishabbos legabo eimot tidu misreifa. We're thought to say that since Shabbos was not given to her, ever to be docha Shabbos, so by her, the chilul Shabbos would be greater. By a man, a kohen, since at certain times he has the right to be mechal Shabbos, even otherwise it's not that chumul, only gets kila. But a bas, that she never has the right to be mechal Shabbos, maybe for her it would be sreifim, to mashmalon. That's the chiddush know, he seichel liznois, it's only for znus that she receives the sreifim, and not for stam mechilul Shabbos. Yochel, now it says, I would have thought to say, afilu pnuya, maybe even if she's unmarried. Samara says, no, holis nuskriv, what's the havimina? What do you have to come on to? Ubash is kain, he said, it says, no, the Gzera Shabbat says, via, it says liznus. And znus always means turning away from somebody. Who are you turning away from? From your husband. So liznus means with a husband. So what's the havimina? Maybe she's a pnuya. Someone says yes to the Rebbe Lazar. This price that goes according to Rebbe Lazar. The Yomar, Ponui Habuala Pnuya. If a man and a lady, they're unmarried, Shalai L'Shem Ishas, they live together, not L'Shem Ishas, not L'Shem Kedushin, also Zaina. The man makes her into a Zaina, that she is now possible for a Kain to marry her. Yeah. So you see, even though they're not married, still it's called Znus. So according to Rebbe Lazar, I would have thought here also, even though the Apostle says, he saycha liznois, maybe even by a pnuya, it's also called znus. So kamash mon exeris shavra via, only she has a husband. This is zayna. Oyena oimer avia el lohitzias kolod. Nothing more thinks. But the pasuk says avia. Maybe the teacher says that only when the bas kain lives with the father, then she deserves sreifa, but not with anybody else. For the mora elamai niyul shizin samavia. What do you mean to say that maybe the pasuk is talking about that she, the Bas Kohen, lived with the father? If so, Ma'ira Bas Kohen. Why is it special that we're talking about a Bas Kohen here? Afilu Bas Yisro Nami. Even a Bas Yisro, she lives with her father, she gets Reifa. The Yomar Rav, Omali Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Vadimi. Asya Heina Heina, Asya Zima Zima. Then the case where a Bas lives with a father lives with his daughter, he deserves Reifa. So how can you tell me the post is talking about a father? It says clearly a bas kain is something special with a bas kain. So most Israel does still need it. Because Sako that I mean, I would have thought to say, Kro liafukim mid the Rava. The post is only going the opposite of Rava. That mid the goli rachmon of a bas kain for loy babas Yisrael kamashvulon. I would have thought to say no. That the post here is teaching me that when do you receive Sreifa, maybe only by a bas kain and not by a bas Yisrael. Then it's not me. I would have thought to say, not like Rav. I don't make this Zera Shavas, Heina, Zima. Kamashmon, that's the Chiddush know, that when a daughter lives with her father all over, she does receive Sreifa. Here, we're not talking about with the father. Here, we're talking about she lived with somebody else. Now, Bas Kain, as said in the Pasuk, Bas Kain, ainly, I would have thought to say, El Shinisis Le Kain. If she married the Kain, Nistes Le Levi, Le Yisrael, Le Chavim, Le Chola, Le Nosel, Le Mamzi, Minayin. How do I know this Bas Kohen, no matter who she's married to, if she lives with somebody else, she's Chayis Reifa? Talmud Leimit says, Bas Ish Kohen. As long as she is a Bas Ish Kohen, that's Mechayis Reifa. Afo Pi Sheina Kahanis. Even though she's not married, she's not an Ishes Kohen. Yeah. For the Mora, Mishum Di Insava Lahu Lahani, La Bas Kohen, you're like, what's the Havimina? Just because she's married to one of these people, I would have thought to say she's not called the Bas Kohen, she would receive. She's still a Bas Kohen? Why should she receive Misa? What's the Havimina? She has to be married to a Kohen. V'su midi kahanis le Kohen ziv. What does the pasuk say that she was married to a Kohen? It just says, Ubas ish Kohen kisecha lizna. It doesn't say who the husband was. Someone says, yes. I would have thought to say, the pasuk says, kisecha liznois, omer rachmona. That means right now she's going to turn away from her husband, like right now she's becoming a chalelis. Hani mili hecha the kol mischal lahashta, when she's mischal herself right now. That means up until now she's still fit to be married to a kain. Now she's making herself a chalola. Aval ho, but these cases where she's married to a mamzer, to a nosin, to a cholol, Since by Shah she married them, then she became a chalolo. The Yomama, we learned like this. If a Bas Kohen gets married to a stranger, that means to Israel or to Chai Belavin, Kivon Shenivolo Laposolo, when she has beer with a man that's also with a Chai Belavin, with a Nosin or a Mamzer, Laposolo, she becomes Poslo. So I would have thought to say, in the case where she's married to a Nosin, or to Chai Belavin at least, the Pasuk is not talking about, then she would not receive Sreifa. She only receives Sreifa if now she's being Mechal herself. So that's the Havamino. So if she would be married to a Nosin, to a Cholol, she would not receive Sreifa. Now, Ulevili Yisrael Nami, while the Rashi says, I would have thought to say that if she's married to a Levi, to a Yisrael, also she would not receive Sreifa. Why not? If she's married to a regular Yisrael, she doesn't become a Cholol. She's still mutter to marry a Kain. So why, what's the Havamino? So Mar says, yes, the Pasuk still says, Vishova el beis ovia kinoreho. That when a Bas Kohen is married to a Yisrael or to a Levi, she cannot eat truma. She could only eat truma after the husband either dies or gives her a get. She comes back to her father's house. But now she's also to eat truma. Same, I would have thought to say, maybe she does not have the complete kedusha of a kahanis now, that she cannot eat truma. Maybe therefore her misa is not misreifa. Kamashmlon. That's the pasuk. Know that tamloima ubas ish kain. As long as she is a daughter of a kain, that's it. For that alone, she deserves sreifa. Versus udloika of Meir, it's not like Rabbi Meir. The Tanya will learn like this: bas kain chenistas li Yisrael. A bas kain that got married to Yisrael the ochla truma. And let's say she eats truma. She's a bas kain. She's not supposed to eat, but still she ate truma. Lachru is mishalamet as a keren. She has to eat keren like she's she stole the money from a kain. She has no right to eat it. But we ain't a mishalamet as a chaimish. She does not have to pay back the chaimish, because since she is a bas kain, she still has kedushas kuna. Umisasa b'sreifa, and her misa will be b'sreifa. Misayis li'ech min hapsumim. Let's say gets married to a nosa mamzer. Mishalamet keren v'chaimish umisachenek. Then she gets divrei Rabbi Meir. You see, according to Rabbi Meir, not like we just said, that if the Bas Kohen gets married to a Nosin or to a Mamzer, that she becomes Bala, and the Chanami, her Misa changes. Then she will not receive Sreifa, but rather Chenik. Not like we just. He does not dashin Ubas Ish Kohen, as long as she's a Bas Kohen. No, she has to have Kas Kuna. Nisayis li'echad min apsulim here. Rabbi Meir, chol moim no, zu v'zu mishlemes keren v'loi chaymish, in both cases. But still, umisam b'sreifa. Ishno, the misa is still the sreifa. She's still called, like we dashin, a bas kayin. Even though she married a nosan, a mamzer, she became a chalola, so what? Lamaisa, she's still called kayin. She receives sreifa. That's what the Bryce is teaching us. Okay? Now, the last part of the Bryce says, Rabbi Eliezer, remember, let's see the sreifa. When this bas kayin is with her father, then she deserves sreifa. The Yeschamiya, when she's by her father-in-law, then Beskila. The question is, what does he mean to say, Esavia V'Yeschamiya? What does it mean to say with the father-in-law? He learned, if you tell me, Esavia, that means the Bas Kohen lived. He or Viha, her father, she adds Nus. With other, V'Yeschamiya. Father would mean that she lived with a father-in-law, and therefore she only deserves Skila. So, Mai, what do you want to tell me? Bas Kohen, a special look about a Bas Kohen here. Hafilu Bas Yisrael Nami. If a father lives with his own daughter, if you live with that's her father-in-law, so that's what the blessing meant to say. So what is the post to say a special locha by a bas kain for? It's a locha of a regular bas with any father, with any bas it would be. So that can't be pshat. Rather, Sevilla means Brishia. Means when she's still Narusa. When she makes Erison only, so the husband gets Kedushin, but she's still Brishus Sevilla. Vieschamiya means Brishus Chami, and the father-in-law's Brishus means after Nisuyin. After the husband makes Nisuyin, then he takes her home to his house. She goes to her father-in-law. Says, so come on. Who does this mean? But Tamri, they said, Nisuya, you're the opposite. The Rabbanan said that after the Pasuk says a Bas Kohen receives Sreifa, that's only in Nisuya. By Nisuyin, she deserves Sreifa. But Veloy Arusa, because according to the Rabbanan, Skila is more common than Sreifa, So if a regular Bas Yisrael and Arusa deserves Skila, a Bas Kayim would also deserve Skila. So according to the Rabbanin, an Arusa only gets Skila, not a Sif, so that's not like Reb Elezer. Ik Reb Shafei Reb goes according to that he holds Sreifer's Mochamer, so therefore an Arusa would deserve Sreifer. But Omar, Reb Lashim said before we dashin, Achas Aruch, Ach Bas Kayim, whether she's married through Kedushin or through Nisuyin, both, she deserves Sreifer. How could Reb Elezer say a difference that only an Arusa deserves Sreifa, but in the Sid, Reb Elezer, not like Reb Shimon. Vik Reb Yishmael, the third sheet Reb Yishim. Vik Reb Yimoyel, he says like this, Arusa Yotah Sreifa. A little bit like Reb Shimon, that even he holds that Sreifa is Muhammad, therefore an Arusa, she does deserve Sreifa, but Loi Nesuya, his sheet is different than Reb Shimon, that in the Suya, she only goes up one Madrega. When she was a Bas Yisroel, she deserves Chedek. So now that she's a Bas Kain, she goes up one Darga, she deserves Skila. That's all. There's Rabbi Shmuel holds, like Rabbi Shimon, that Sreifer is more Chama than Skila, but he holds each one on Arusa and Nesuya only goes up one step. So by a Bas Yisroel and Arusa, that deserves Skila, now because she's a Bas Kain, she goes up to Sreifer. On the Suya that by a Bas Yisrael deserved Chenek, now that she's a Kohen, goes up to Skila. So it goes according to Rabbi Shmuel's, it's just the opposite. He says, Oh, my Arusa, the Suya, as Chamiya Chenek. Don't forget, even Rabbi Shmuel, Oh, my Arusa, yes, the Shreifa true, but the Loyne Suya, as Chamiya Cheneku. He says, though, with the father in law, she only deserves Chenek. So who would this go like?
Let's see, Rashi, one second.
He holds that a Nesuya did not go out of the din altogether, I mean, fakir. He holds a Nesuya stays, that a Nesuya only deserves Chenek. So it can't go according to Bishmuel either. So, kids, who does Reb Elezer go like? That Reb Elezer says that by her father, that let's say it means Narusa, she deserves Sreifa. But when she's in the Suya, when she goes to her father-in-law, then she deserves Skila. Who does this go like? Samara says, Sholach Rovin Mishmet Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. Kachi Hatso Shel Mishnah. This is what the Blazer meant to say. This is what it should be set up or put out. Liyolam Ki Rabbonin. Really, I'll tell you, Rabbi Blazer holds that Rabbonin Shita. That Skila is Mochamer. And therefore, only a Nesuya gets Sreifa, not an Arusa. Vochi Komer. This is what the Blazer meant to say. Kol shehu lamato mimisa saviya. Anything that's below the misa of a father, maniyu nesuya, or bas Yisroel, that's from a nesuya of a bas Yisroel. Wadilo nesuya bas Yisroel bechenek. The nesuya of a bas Yisroel deserves chenek. Hocha bimisa saviya besreifa. Here, if she's a bas kayin, she deserves sreifa. Kids, it's a funny way of saying it, that a nesuya of a bas kayin deserves sreifa. For Chol Shilomalim Mimisa Saviya, anything that's above Sreifa, Oman Niyu Arusas Bas Yisroel, Dilo Arusas Bas Yisroel Biyama, Beskila, that she deserves Skila, Hocha Bemisas Chamiya, Beskila. Here also she deserves the Misa of Skila. So that's what he meant to say, it's a turning it around, but he meant to say is that an Arusa deserves Skila, and an Nesuya deserves Sreifa. Maskelor Reb Yimir though, Midi Lamala Lamate Ketone doesn't say this. He doesn't say anything above the Misa of Chamiya, less than that. It doesn't say this. He says straight, as a Via, she deserves a Skila, and as Chamiya, she deserves. Again, what he said just now. He says by a Via, she deserves Sreifa, and by Chamiya, she deserves Skila. So it's not this way. Ella rather, Omer Reb Yimir. Reb Yimir says like this. This is from Reb Elezer. Li'olam Reb Yishmael. We don't tell you he goes like Reb Yishmael.